Farmer of Hearts, Day 7. Do you truly believe that God loves you? A quote from Pope Benedict XVI reads, "God's love for his people is so great that it turns God against himself, his love against his justice." In the parable of the sower, we know that the sower is God himself. While the focus is usually on the soil, there is another essential detail in the parable. Bishop Aaron said, "In the Palestine of Jesus' time, seed was like water, a precious commodity. In the unforgiving soil and harsh climate, one was very careful with seed. Indeed, one's life could very much depend on how the precious seed was sown. And what does this farmer in Jesus' parable do? Well, he sows wildly, liberally, and seemingly without care as to where the seed lands. He sows on the rocks, in the thorny ground, on the path, and in good soil. Ordinary people take great care in handling precious resources to avoid loss. But God is completely unconcerned with potential loss. It doesn't bother him to know that some of the seeds will fall on the worst kind of terrain. He loves both the righteous and the sinners. No matter how much we look down on or even despise ourselves, he still loves us. Jesus died on the cross, both for St. Mother Teresa and for Hitler, for saints and for sinners, for you and for me. Reflection. Do I see God as a judge, or do I see him as a merciful father? Do I consider myself too unworthy for his love? Thank you. today's prayer. Lord, soften my heart and let me experience your love in a profound way, such that I may truly believe that nothing will stop you from loving me. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I desire to spend some time meditating on the parable of the lost sheep. I will put myself in the place of the lost sheep, the one you deemed worthy enough to leave behind the 99 to find. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.